on with yourselves at the moment. So just to read the introductory remarks, I would like to, as I've just done, welcome you and hope you can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any items of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via IM feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, thank you for that.
Chair, can I declare an interest at number 14?
Certainly can, Christine. And with the indulgence of members, I would like to move that item to the end of closed business just after item 25. If members are content, that would make it run a bit more smoothly. Okay, thank you. And I need to declare an interest in item number 7, as I've done in previous years, but I'm advised by officers that I don't need to leave the meeting, so just to let you know. Okay,
yeah,
moving.
Interest in item 7 as well.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Byrne. Okay, members, we move on to the action sheet. And members, we take it page by page for accuracy. So we start at page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Okay, members, we're taking that as an accurate reflection. And could I have a proposal and seconder to approve, please? Pete, was that you with your hand up? Or just fixing the camera there?
No, that was me checking the chat box so I could type, yeah, I propose.
Well, okay, we have now, yes. Proposed by Councillor Lewis and seconded by Councillor Murphy, thank you. Okay, item number 3, or item number 4 even, are the dates and start times of the audit committees for 22-23. You have them in front of you. Members, we have moved the July meeting. We know that Dorina is sadly leaving the council, and we would like to have her at her last audit committee. So we've moved it to the 19th of July. So hopefully that suits members. And the start time, I would be suggesting, if members are happy, we'd just continue to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So members, with that in mind, could I have a proposer and seconder to note those or to approve those dates and the time, please? Councillor Lewis has proposed and Councillor McAteer has seconded. Thank you very much. Item number 5, members, is the Audit Committee Terms of Reference and the Timetable. I'm going to pass to Gerard to take us through that. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, this is the Audit Committee Terms of Reference, so it's best practice to update these on an annual basis. So I have reviewed the Terms of Reference against SIPTA best practice, and they are still compliant, so no updates were needed to the terms of reference. The timetable for the audit committee year ahead has been amended, however. I've added the procurement action plans. They're going to be reviewed biannually, and also members' interests are also going to be reviewed on a 6-monthly basis. So if members are content to approve the audit committee terms of reference and then note the timetable for the year ahead.
Okay, members, I don't see any questions coming through, so could we have our proposer and seconder to note those papers? I have a proposer from Councillor Lewis and a seconder from Councillor Hanlon. Thank you. Item number 6, members, is a report on the audit committee itself and a self-assessment for 21-22 carried out by myself. And members, just you have it in front of you. Just basically, it does reflect the fact that I believe, and thank you for the feedback I got from members, that the audit committee is operating effectively. Just one item there under key issues, not to dwell on it, but just a couple of maybe late reports we've got during the year. Officers, spoken to officers, and they totally reflect that. They're endeavouring to ensure that those reports come on time for you to read them. And there was a marked improvement over the year, but it's just something I just felt needed to be just included at this juncture. So, members, if there are any questions or any issues to raise, please do so. Okay, I'm not seeing anything coming through, so members, could we have a proposer and seconder to note the report or to approve the report?
Both, Chair.
Councillor Casey, no, Councillor McAteer. I'm not sure who said that, sorry.
Charlie Casey said it.
Thank you, okay.
Chair, if we just go with the chat, it was Councillor McAteer proposed.
Okay, I can't see anything. Okay. Oh, that's just coming through. There's a slight delay. Apologies, members. That's just come through. Thanks, Sarah. Yes, Councillor McAteer has proposed and Councillor Lewis second. There's some sort of delay. Not sure why. Okay, members, thank you. The next item is number 7, and that's the assessment of the chairperson's performance, and pass over to Doreena. Thanks, Doreena.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, you'll see that Councillor Byrne represented members in terms of assessing the performance of the Chair against the National Audit Office Best Practice Guide. I took on the role representing the Chief Executive, and you'll see that we have both agreed that the chairperson has demonstrated performance aligned to best practice and has carried out the role of chairperson very effectively at all committee meetings. So we're asking you to note the annual assessment of the chairperson's performance and just to thank the chairperson for carrying out the duties so effectively.
Thank you, Doreena. Appreciate that.
We just need a proposer and a seconder to note that report, if I could.
Okay. Again, maybe Sarah can see. I don't see anything coming up. Sarah, can you?
Yeah, proposed by Councillor Fallon and seconded by Councillor Casey.
Okay. Thank you, members, for that. Appreciate the comments and the feedback. Thank you. Item number 8 is the Corporate Risk Register. Doreena, would you like to take us through this report first? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So you'll see, members, we have last reviewed and updated the Corporate Risk Register by the Senior Management Team on the 7th of April. We also have used the Quarter 3 Directorate Assurances Statements to inform that review. And the full Corporate Risk Register is attached for you to go through. Just drawn on comments from our last meeting, we've included at 2.2 other risk factors which we considered and which have not, I suppose, at this stage made their way onto a corporate risk register. And they're outlined for you. We had risks around insurance premiums and they sit at Corporate Services Directorate Risk Register. We again discussed the recruiting staff in senior positions and staff into key skills positions across all councils as well. And whilst we haven't made that a risk in its own right, we have factored that into Corporate Risk 5. We're also keeping a watching eye on the rising cost of utilities. We obviously anticipated that when we set our budgets for this year. We have incorporated it, but it may be one that we need to elevate in due course. We have attached today as well the Active and Healthy Communities Risk Register. We do a deep dive on these at each meeting, so it's there for you to have a look at what sits beneath this within that directorate. And then if I could just draw your attention to the cover sheet where we outline the movement in residual risk scores. You will see that we have changed a number of the risk ratings. They're actually increasing in terms of risk, and the reasons for those are outlined for you. So you'll see it is a very active process by us. And really happy to take any comments or questions that members have on any of the risks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Doreena, for that update. I have a question from Councillor McAteer, please.
Yeah, sure, thank you. Doreena alluded to it there slightly in terms of the 2.2 the unbudgeted increase in fuel, electric and gas, and, you know, just, I suppose, really to say, what is the bottom line in this, if it gets totally astronomical and it hasn't really been budgeted for, and there's no signs on the world scale really of these costs coming down, certainly before the end of the year at the very least. That's one question. And the other question I had is on the different section of it. It would be in on Appendix 2, I think it is. Appendix 2, about the audit in terms of the planning committee turnovers. I just want to know how that actually will be carried out, or some detail on it as well.
Yeah.
That's for Ms. Okay. Concert.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of the utilities position, it pretty much, you know, is a watch and brief on this. We are starting to see rising costs in certain areas. And what we did budget for significant increase. There will come a decision if it continues to increase, you know, astronomically, which it is predicted to do. And certainly we're looking at, we're getting lots of reports in which it is predicted to keep going in the year. We will have a decision to make as a council. Now, you'll be aware at the rate setting process, we're in a very, very healthy reserves position. So we will be able to, I suppose furnish any overspend. We will be able to meet that. So that will be our short term response to it, councillor. If it continues to rise at a really increased rate, we will have to think about long term impact on our services. But we're not there yet. We're very much just looking, keeping a watching brief on it at this stage. The second question in terms of the audit of where this hopefully you know the history of this one, there's been a Northern Ireland Audit Office report on planning and a Public Accounts Committee report on the planning system, and it's one of the Audit Office recommendations which we are trying to address here, where we're asked to look at the level of overturns, and we are one of the particularly high councils highlighted in that report. So we're going to do a desktop review to begin with, looking back at the doing spot checks, I suppose, if you like, at the planning meetings, at the level of overturns, to see if there are any commonalities, if there's anything that we can learn from that. And then we'll bring the results of that back to the planning committee with some recommendations for improvement if there are recommendations coming out of that. So we will have the planning committee cited on a terms of reference for that, but it'll be largely desktop at this stage, councillor.
Okay,
thank you, Dorina. Councillor Byrne would like to come in. Thank you, Councillor Byrne.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Dorina, my question or comment is on the increase in the residual risk scores, especially CR5, and the difficulty in recruiting not only the senior positions as it states, but right throughout all directorates, and obviously we're well aware of that. I'm not going to go into the details of it, it's well rehearsed through other committees, in SBNO especially. But just as an audit committee member, it concerns me and probably other members of the audit committee that simultaneously we're rolling out the plan for the future. Not to say that that's not going to be a positive thing in the future, but when it's been rolled out at the same time in parallel to where we have difficulty recruiting the senior management level and that affects the AD level, that gives me concern on the ability to plan in for the future. And I think that needs to be noted. As an audit committee member, I think we should be noting that, and it's something that we can update in the risk register going forward, that if we get more comfort in that, I know August is something that we talked about SBNR in order to come back and look at certain issues on that, then we can, you know, take that off, but as an action, running simultaneously the plan for the future, and what effect that'll have to 80 level in a time where there is difficulty recruiting gives me concern. So I think that should be added in at 05.
Yeah. And obviously we, this is reviewed on the 7th, and then the decision of the SBNR committee, you know, came after that. And I was briefing the chair earlier on that decision with regard to planning for the future. But you're absolutely right, councillor. We are about to, I suppose, test the market in the next couple of months then, in terms of, you'll be aware, we got approval at SPNR, if it's ratified by council, to recruit two of the AD posts. And then similarly to recruit the Director of Corporate Services post. So they, by the time this committee meets again in July, we will know the outcomes of those three recruitment processes. So hopefully if they are positive, but yes, we can, I think you're right, we can note at this committee stage the impact of the planning for the future. This was the part implementation of it that we've agreed via SPNR committee on that. And then when we come back in July, we should hopefully be able to update that, hopefully in a more positive light. But yes, content enough to note that now.
Okay, thanks, Trina. Councillor Byrne, are you suggesting that there should be a review of the residual risk, or are you content to take what Doreen is saying and note it for now? It has increased from January 2022 from 9 up to 16, and it is within the gift of the audit committee to approve this or not, or change it. So would you like to come back on that?
I'm happy enough. I suppose it's like dancing on the head of a pin. If changing residual risk, if I say 16 to 18, you know, what does it mean? What I'm saying is I'm happy with the increase in the residual risk, but as an audit committee, I think we should be looking at it in its totality. So if it's meant that we have concern that while we're rolling out a process in parallel to a difficult recruitment period, that we should note that. And if it's just noted in the minutes, then we can look at the risk register now at the next meeting in July where we have more information. I'm happy enough with that. I think it would be remiss of us not to flag that up.
Okay, that's thank you very much, Councillor Byrne. Okay, members, with that in mind and that being noted, etc., could I have a proposal and seconder to approve the risk register, corporate risk register, and to note the other risk registers as well?
It's proposed by Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Okay, members, moving on then to number 9, which is prompt payments. I'd ask George to take us through this. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, this is just the quarterly update. So, the update relates to quarter 3, which brings us up to the 31st of December 2021. So, at section 2.2, you can see we've paid 94% of invoices within the 30-day period, and 6% outside the 30-day period, and the average number of days to pay suppliers was 19. So this was our best ever performance since we started bringing the statistics to the audit committee, 94%. But I would just like to make members aware that since mid-January, we've implemented a new purchase-to-pay system, and we are now implementing two payment systems side-by-side, so the statistics are likely to dip in quarters 4 and quarter 1 because there's quite a change in process for accounts payable and also all staff throughout the council as we introduce three-way matching. But hopefully it'll only be for a couple of months, and then the statistics will increase again and hopefully get even better.
Okay, thank you, Gerard, and congratulations to yourself and the team for producing those results. It has obviously improved considerably over the time we've been monitoring this, and we look forward to that again in the future. So, members, I don't see any questions coming up, unless Sarah's going to tell me differently. Could I have a proposer and seconder then to note the report?
It's proposed by Councillor Casey.
For your seconder, members?
Seconded by Councillor Byrne.
Okay, thank you very much. Members, items 10 to 25, are deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So I'm asking for a proposer and seconder, members, to go into closed business.
Proposed by Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Casey.
Okay, thank you. Sarah, you let me know when the recording has stopped.
Yeah, we just had a member of press on too, so we've just removed.
That's okay, Chair, you can go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number 10, the update REGA audit recommendations on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Byrne, has agreed to note the report and the update in relation to the legacy audit recommendations. Item number 11, the biannual procurement action plans on the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the update in relation to the procurement action plans for each directorate. Item number 12, direct award contracts on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the quarter four update in relation to single tender actions. Item number 13, fraud and raising concerns on the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to A, note the update in relation to the fraud and raising concerns cases, which were detailed in Appendix 1, and B, to note the action plan detailed at Section 2.3 based on the NIAO internal fraud self-assessment. Item number 14, the Internal Audit Services, the contract extension for 2022-23, Mr. ASM. On the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed that the final one-year extension period would be utilised so work can commence on the final year of the four-year Internal Audit Plan, therefore the extension was approved to the ASM contract. Item number 15, report re museums. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Casey, it was agreed that the request of the elected member was noted and it was agreed that the strategic review would take place as soon as possible. Item number 16, Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme Governance Review. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Casey, it was agreed to note the progress to date in relation to the recommendations raised by ASM. Item number 17, the audit of the operator's licence. On the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the contents of the report dated 28th of April from Mr. Johnny McBride, Director of Neighbourhood Services Acting, regarding a fleet operator's licence compliance audit. Items 18 to 22, it was agreed, proposed by Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor McAteer to note each of these reports. Item number 23, the ASM Internal Audit Strategy and Action Plan. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to approve the Internal Audit Strategy and Audit Plan for 2022-23. Item number 24, NIAO External Audit Strategy. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to note the strategy. Item number 26, the NIAO Performance Audit and Assessment. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Casey, it was agreed to note the report.
Sorry, Chair, that last item was number 25. I think you read 26.
My apologies. Item number 25. I thought that.
There was a few to go through.
Okay, members, that leaves us with moving to item number 26, which is Performance Improvement Objectives 2022-23. I'm looking to Doreena to check who is taking this report, is it?
That's myself, Chair. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So this is just for the audit committee's information, really, and for noting that the performance improvement assessment for next year, then, it's already been approved by the SPNR committee at their March meeting and is currently out for 8-week consultation. We're carrying forward the 5 performance improvement objectives from the last year, taking on board what Karen has just said, recognising that it's been an unusual couple of years. And you'll see as well that, again, just leading off from what Karen said, hopefully we'll get a full year to improve, and we will get a full audit then, because we are into a new normal, hopefully. So really just for noting at this stage, as I say, SPNR have already approved this, and so for the audit committee's attention.
Thank you, Doreena. If I could have a proposer and seconder to note the report, please, members. Proposed by Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Casey. Members, that just leaves the circulars 27 to 30, and we could take them all together if you're happy enough, and just seek a proposing seconder to note those circulars, please.
Councillor Murphy was in there just before I got in today.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Murphy to propose and Councillor Byrne to second. Okay, members, I think I surprisingly got through that, all those reports in an hour and a half. That's very well done to everybody. Thank you very much for coming along today and for all your hard work. And I just want to wish the members the very best in the upcoming elections. Take care and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks,
thank you, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Thank you.